Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
We've hit a point where the word Epstein doesn't just conjure scandal, it short-circuits people's ability to think clearly. For some, it's proof of elite corruption. For others, it's just another internet rabbit hole. But for former FBI counterintelligence behavioral analysis chief Robin Dreeke, it's something else entirely. A masterclass in how narratives, confirmation bias, and broken institutional trust create a fog so thick, even the people on the inside can't see through it. That's what we're going to be digging into today. Today's episode pulls apart that fog piece by piece with Robin. He's going to join me to talk about something most people aren't considering in the Epstein case, the psychological collapse that happens, not just inside the public, but inside the very people tasked with uncovering the truth. What happens when high-ranking officials walk into an investigation expecting to find a conspiracy and don't? What did they do with that void? We also explore the bigger question, what hasn't either political party or why hasn't either political party dropped this so-called list on the other if it really exists? Is it because it's fake? Or worse, because it's real? And nobody, ain't nobody, benefits from unleashing it. This conversation isn't about defending the government, and it's not about blaming it blindly either. It's about understanding how powerful people react when they collide with uncomfortable truths or the lack of them. We dig into how bad information becomes gospel when repeated enough times, how echo chambers form in agencies just as much as on Twitter, and how the absence of hard proof becomes a narrative in itself. And we also get into something that's often ignored. What if the real scandal isn't what's on the list, but what isn't actionable? What happens? Two administrations both swear they've looked and found nothing, and the public still doesn't believe them. That's where we begin. Robin, when you saw Dan's reaction to the Epstein evidence, Dan Bajingo's reaction to the evidence or lack thereof, what did it tell you about these officials actually having the list or the process and what they find or don't find?
You know, I'm gonna go out on a limb on this one too. Yeah, I think so. I think. You know, every administration when they come in has a their own confirmation bias of what they think they're going to find.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't find it, you're like, you're sitting there eating crow. You know, yeah. It's interesting because when it came to before yesterday, Dan Bongino, the deputy for the FBI right now, he gave an interview it was a couple of weeks ago where I saw him being interviewed about the Epstein suicide aspect of it. It was really interesting watching him talk about it because he looked really disappointed and deflated that he didn't find what he was thinking he was going to find.
Mm-hmm.
And it was watching him nonverbally deflated because it looked like, you know, these people came in very excited that they're going to uncover all these things for American people because they bought into a conspiracy theory by the other administration to hide all this.
Yeah.
And when I'm watching, at least when I watched Bongino's a couple of weeks ago, look very disappointed that he didn't find what he was looking for. Now, granted, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
It means I believe he didn't find what he was looking for. I think Bondi, same thing. I think she was expecting to find something because of hearsay, because of social media, because of all the, because, boy, you know, a great book I read in the last couple months by Noah Harari, the guy who wrote Sapiens and Homo Deus, he wrote Nexus. And we've talked about this one before a bit. Just because you have more information doesn't mean it's better information.
Sure.
What he talks about in the book is the fact that, and I mean, Robert Greene talks about it again in Laws of Human Nature. When you keep consuming the same narrative and it keeps cascading on top of it itself, it starts to become truth for everyone paying attention. And I think that's what Bondi probably got caught up. Again, pure hypothesis, but I think these individuals got caught up into the hypothesis that they believe that we're going to find a lot of misdeeds. And when they actually did the digging, it's not as bad as they thought it was going to be. In other words, the FBI wasn't as corrupt as they thought it was. It wasn't as, you know, people weren't hiding stuff as bad as they thought they were. Were there individuals like any organization that went left of straight? Yeah. And they're gone now. And they're overreacting in some areas. So I'm just not a conspiracy guy in most cases.
Yeah.
Do they exist? Yeah. But I just because both sides had the opportunity to release stuff on the other side and no one's been able to do it, to me says, again, I'll just break it down to that.
Well,
both sides want to release something that they couldn't release because I don't think there's anything there.
Well, I feel like there's one of two things. There's either nothing there, like you're saying, or it's too hot for both sides.
Yeah.
Where it's not, there's no one that's going to benefit here. Because the question, I mean, the meme or whatever that I've been seeing out there and people's reaction is, well, if there was something on it, why didn't Biden release it if Trump was on it? Okay, that's a decent argument. Well, why is there suddenly not a list now, too, when Trump's it's in his hands, supposedly? And I think it goes beyond the individual who may want to use it as a political tool to release it. If I were to go down the conspiracy route and go, why did Biden not ever release it? Because there was too many Democrats on there that there was too much pressure not to, or people in higher places. That simply there wasn't going to happen. I think the same thing's happening on the Republican side, where there's too many Republicans on it, or there's too many people. Take the politics out of it. There's too many people in higher places that are not even in Congress that are on this list, and there will be severe repercussions should this thing come out. Or there's nothing. It's like either end of world, shattered, you know, scorched earth scenario if it comes out, or it's like, and
I agree. I think you're spot on, Tony. I think either there's no list or there's all too many people made stupid mistakes. It's one or the other. And at the end of the day, you know, would we be shocked by either?
No.
Our expectations of people that are in leadership positions right now is so low that you're not shocked by anything anymore.
That's what I was going to say. Would we be shocked at all?
No.
If this list came out, I mean, if this thing came out 10, 15 years ago, I think it would have had a bigger impact. If this thing comes out tomorrow, let's say, oh, whoops, we found the list, and it comes out and there's just all sorts of names on there, people, you know, big people in power, names that is otherwise, you know, flawless, trusted, and oh God, like, I'm sure it would be a bit of a shift again. Like, I didn't, you know, it's like realizing Bill Cosby's a predator. But I don't know that is end of the world type territory. I think, you know, I don't even know that a lot of people, if they were on the list, would even step down if they were named on this thing, because it would just be another piece in the echo chamber of people who want to believe that people that are on that list who did, if they did bad things, they'll believe they did bad things, or they will take it the other way and they'll believe, well, no, they're on the list, but they were just there for some other purpose. Kind of the way they do now with what has rumored to be out there about the flight log and all of that with Trump on it or Bill Clinton on it and things of that nature. People at the end of the day are still going to believe what they want to believe. Damn the list.
I think the thing that matters the most, at least from my optic, is I don't care about a list because who cares? Unless there it can be tied and we can save and rescue people and take down structures and institutions, organizations that traffic in children. You know, because, you know, adults doing stupid, I mean, look at what Diddy got away with. And look what Diddy was accused of doing, but he's found innocent of, is a better way to put it, right?
Sure.
And I think this is such a similar situation just because he was accused of trafficking, you know, and there's been people that were underage for Epstein, you know. And so unless that list can reveal how these individuals were tied to trafficking and supporting the trafficking of children, you know, which is going to be a stretch. All right, so these people went to the Epstein Island. Okay, they're leches. Mm-hmm. Okay, we thought they were leches anyway.
Yeah.
What's new?
Let me ask you this, and it's specifically on a counterintelligence end of things. I mean, there's been speculation about blackmail, that the list raised concerns about national security, given who could be on it. You know, Epstein ties to figures like Prince Andrew. You know, fears of compromised leaders. You know, that could be a big thing on this list. So from a counterintelligence perspective, I mean, how would the FBI assess the risk of a figure like Epstein maintaining a blackmail list, even if it's unproven?
So it's a great question. And as you're even saying it, I'm thinking to myself, so, I mean, it's kind of like what James Comey purported he was trying to do when he let Donald Trump know in his first term that there was a Steele dossier, which was wrong.
Yeah.
But he's letting know because he's letting know, hey, a foreign government might try to use this as a lever of influence against you. And so there's that aspect of it. But blackmail and levers of influence like that only are effective if the individual that they're used against think it's a big deal. And so here's what I mean in the counterintelligence world, you're always assessing these levers of influence over our public leaders, our policymakers, so you can try to thwart them, so you can get, you know, let the leader know about them, so you can mitigate them before they happen, so that it doesn't compromise national security of the United States. I actually had a case like this that we actually had. There was a Russian diplomat at the United Nations that I was trying to recruit. Mm-hmm. And he had, this is just a great example of this. He had a son here that was an overstay. And so he's illegally here in the country because he's an overstay. And I thought, wow, what a great lever of influence. He, you know, so I'm assuming he loves his son. I'm assuming he doesn't want some political fallout of having his son as an illegal alien here in the United States. So I had a source of mine approach this diplomat, you know, without saying me involved or anything like that, and say to him, hey, you know, it looks like you have a problem here. You know, with your son as an overstay. I actually have a friend who's in the United States government. He can make this problem go away with you if you're willing to have a conversation with him. You know what the diplomat said?
What?
What else is new? Didn't care.
Yeah.
And you know what happens when someone doesn't care? It's no longer a lever of influence. And so here's a plus side to all this if you're thinking in the world of national security. It's my long story for this.
Yeah.
And that is, because we've been so, as a society, inoculated against our politicians doing really garbage crap like this, it's no longer a lever of influence against them if it's exposed. So see what I mean? So if someone was to come out, I mean, look at all the stuff Donald Trump's been accused of doing.
Sure.
Do you think there's really a lever of influence out there that would actually impact decisions or policies he's making?
Yeah, exactly.
So you assess it and you assess its impact. Mm-hmm. You assess whether it's actually a lever or not. And the biggest thing you do also you try to run it to ground truth. Mm-hmm. You know, is this hearsay? Is it real? You task sources. You try to find ground truth. And that's what they didn't do in the Steele dossier when they put that together, is they didn't run the hypothesis that was put out there down to ground truth with confirmed, reputable, confident human sources. And mm-hmm. so that's why that spun out of control. And that's a lot of reason why we are where we are today on this spectrum. Yeah, it's a big muddle puddle.
What we're left with isn't just a missing list. It's a vacuum, one that's being filled by speculation, partisan rage, and people on both sides of the aisle trying to weaponize a scandal that may either be too big to expose or too empty to matter. Maybe that's the point. Robin Dreeke laid it out with sharp clarity. Not everything is a conspiracy. But sometimes the hunger for one is powerful. Powerful enough to distort everything. When leaders walk into a case convinced they'll uncover monsters in the basement and find water pipes instead, and disappointment becomes a story of its own. And it's a warning, because the real danger here isn't just who may or may not be on a list. It's what happens when truth becomes irrelevant, when everyone from politicians to the public is more interested in confirming their suspicions than dealing with complexity. And if this list really does exist, as Robin pointed out, and still hasn't been leaked by either party, that tells you one thing. It's either too damn explosive or too damn useful to keep buried. We also touched on a critical undercurrent here: blackmail, levels of influence, national security risk. But what happens when no one's ashamed anymore? What happens when public figures are so desensitized, so scandal-proof, or so scandal-ridden, depending how you look at it, that there's nothing left to threaten them with? Robin said it best. You can't blackmail someone who no longer cares what you think. That might be the most revealing line of this entire mess. So if there's a list, it's either locked away because it would set fire to the system that produced it, or it's just a scattered pile of half-truths with no fuel left to burn. Either way, it's not coming out. And even if it did, would anyone care? That's where we're at. Not with closure, but with saturation. A system so filled with rot that nobody notices the smell anymore. And that's why we keep doing this, because silence doesn't mean resolution. Sometimes it's just the sound of everyone hoping we'll stop looking. Tell me what your thoughts are in the comments section of this video on YouTube. If you're not already on YouTube, please check us out there. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and hit subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases we cover for you here. And hit subscribe on the podcast platforms, wherever it is you may be listening, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, whatever. Hit subscribe so you don't miss any of it. And do check us out on YouTube and comment. Love to hear your thoughts on this new revelation in this crazy case. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
If true crime is your obsession, we've got you covered. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today for nonstop coverage, expert insights, and in-depth analysis.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com.
95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No